Hello, what's going on, Race Brain Podcast? My name is Rich Reinte, Jack Bauer, Bracken Crocker, Kirk DeWint. We're here to talk about OCR World Championships 2022 3K and 15K. So what we do, we draft. We draft for the 3K, we draft for the 15K. We talk about all these athletes, what to expect out of a race like OCR World Championships, and how to kind of follow things. And we just talk about all the athletes do the things that we do. So it's very enjoyable. I hope you get a lot out of it. If you are enjoying Race Brain Podcast and wish to contribute to help this thing grow even further, take a look at our Patreon link down below so you can donate toward us so we can keep this thing rolling. Right now, let's talk about OCR World Championships. Boys, hello. Today, we are here to talk about OCR World Championships 2022. Very exciting. And I believe the chances of this getting canceled are very slim after a whole bunch of content for nothing last week for the Ultra.
You don't want to put that out in the universe, Rich.
I'm going to go test
it. The OCR gods will test you.
What we do is speculate here, and I would say that'd be speculating at its finest when it comes to a canceled race. Talk about just gibberish over here. Yeah.
All this means nothing because the race is probably going to get canceled anyway. That's how we're going to say it. But this looks great, man. I'm excited to talk about this. We have two different races that we're going to cover. We're going to draft for both of them. It's a little different of a draft format, but looking over the athletes here, it looks like it's going to be a premier race. At least domestically, we've seen a lot of names that we might not have all seen been at like a Spartan race or any type of Savage race this season. But we're getting a lot of good athletes in one spot this weekend in Stratton, Vermont. Kirk, what do you think? And what are you the most excited about for this race, this weekend full of races?
Oh, gosh. Well, let me tell you, it's not an altitude. That's what I'm the most excited about, no matter who you are. That just, I don't know. It's like one factor we can just take out of our thought process and go, all right, who's really going to dig in out there over the races this weekend and not have to worry about the what ifs and the buts and where does he live and she live and they got this sort of access to mountains. Doesn't matter. I like that we're on a level playing field. The cards will fall where they fall. And I like that. And I like kind of a little bit of a shakeup with a few athletes coming over that we're going to do like Ultra World Champs or Tahoe. And now they're pivoting. And I'm just like very anxious to see how that turns out for them to see does stay power translate to short course. So those are the things I'm looking forward to this weekend. No altitude mountain race. And then a few crossover athletes I'm rooting for with the Tahoe being canceled.
And so, Bracken, we typically talk about the altitude thing like Kirk alluded to and how it puts people at a major disadvantage in Spartan because they just pick only races that are at altitude to have these championship races. And we see the athletes who do best at those who are living there and have a certain trail type. Are these athletes who now live wet in, you know, the mountains or the western part of the country, are they at a disadvantage coming east to a mountain like Stratton, or do you think it is kind of level?
You know, engine-wise, they're always at an advantage, but yeah. Skill-wise, footing-wise, experience-wise, you can't prepare for wet and sloppy on the West Coast. You really just can't. I don't know how you would do it. So that is a disadvantage.
Have you guys seen the weather?
It's pouring today, right?
It's like rainy this week, and it's looking like cold, like 30s in the morning, 50s is a high. I think one day might get into the, yeah, like 50s is a high, 40s one day. It's going to be cold.
All right, so to finish off that question with a question, have we ever had someone who lives in a dry climate win OCR Worlds? Is the closest we've seen VJ in the 3K?
Well, that would count.
That would kind of tough when John Albin and Lindsay Webster exist.
Yeah, but they don't live in that. They live in a climate that has weather and technical terrain. Think of your winners of the 15K. Has 15K ever been won by someone who isn't used to this terrain?
Has Nicole ever? Where's Nicole finished? Hadn't she win? Didn't she win the 15K?
She won the 3K
winner
a few times. Maybe the 15K won.
Let's pick Nicole's. She won was not in the U.S. though.
Yeah,
that was the flat one in the
more flat. But it was muddy, and it was
muddy. It was muddy, but it wasn't this mountain we're talking about.
Eat your words, Bracken.
I love my words.
Has anyone, like, I feel like I'm thinking about Killington a lot with this. I mean, they're both Vermont. The topography is going to be pretty similar. Yeah. Killington was like 2 weeks ago. Have we seen anyone from a dry climate win Killington? I mean, Hobie Cody. And Cody.
Cody.
Yeah. Right. So it can be done.
Yeah. Yeah, it can. But if we look at OCR World specifically, if you go back to King's Domain, where it is technical and can get muddy and wet, and you go Blue Mountain in Canada and you go Stratton, the only thing we've seen won by a non-local, not local, but local terrain style resident is the 3K. Like, you might be out of luck in the 15K, or you break the cycle. You're the one that does it.
I think it's significantly more impactful in the middle of summer. You always hear the altitude athletes go to like sea level and be like, it's so humid. I would take, it's like running in soup. I can't breathe out here. It like affects them that way, but we're past that season. And with cold temps, I think it's more like the air thickness and that garbage that isn't really going to be a factor, considering you usually don't see humid temps when it's 50 degrees out. Right. So like, I think that's kind of negated, but I do think for some of those morning waves, like start time may make a difference as far as like the whole numb hands situation. Like 40 degrees is cold. Doesn't sound that cold on paper. Exposed hands, suddenly your dexterity is gone. And I know OCR Worlds really spreads out their waves, but I could see that maybe playing in when it's cold like that. I've been out in the deer woods lately, and in the morning I'm there at sunrise, and with these cold temps, everything is dewy. And it's cold. It's like the perfect storm when those cold temperatures roll in. So might be a little play on the obstacles there that I'll be curious to see.
I think it's a 12 o'clock or 12:30 range for the 3K, and then normal 8:30 for the 15K. So definitely some contrast there.
Would you guys wear gloves for something like this, like a Blake mitt situation for the 15K? 3K would probably be too fast and too rapid. And in the middle of the day, yeah, I don't think you'll necessarily need them. But for that morning race, would you put on those like gardening gloves? Would you recommend them, or like a Blake mitt type of scenario?
I am not a proponent of gardening gloves on technical obstacles. Spartan race, sure, your hands just take a beating like with Atlas or the Herkoist or whatever. But where you have to grab, swing, and have dexterity, those have no strap on your wrist and they just slide up and you lose dexterity. So the only glove that works on technical obstacles are tight receiver gloves, like one size small. But if it's raining, then they're useless.
That's why Blake mitts are the way to go. They just keep your hands warm and then you strip them off, because nothing's better than your actual hands to grab obstacles contact to contact without question. So Blake mitts for sure. I'd be putting them on at least to start. And then if I realize I'm fine, I'll shove them on the front side of my spandex and leave them there the rest of the race.
I'd probably have them too, the ones that have the horizontal slit.
Yep.
The light ones.
Yep.
Now Bracken, you can grab the fingers of receiver gloves though, and that's a problem.
Yeah. You do not want to wear them for the first time on a race day. That first time where you're on Twister and your fingers are tight together and you're holding, pinching your own finger down, or on Olympus you come through and one stuck to the other, you got to practice that.
At the last, at Kelowna, Annie had the gardening gloves. Annie Doobie had the gardening gloves on and actually got her hand stuck. Like, she grabbed the opposite glove
on Olympus.
Had to pull on Olympus and had to pull out of it and drop it. So just kind of like hung there for a minute. So there is an issue. If you're not used to gloves, you can kind of screw it up. That's why Blake mitts. I'm with you, Kirk. Blake mitts all the way.
All day. They look cool too, don't they, folks? They look cool.
Sick. Anytime I can wear mittens, I'm wearing mittens.
Yeah, nothing more manly than a set of mittens.
Have we seen this course map at all? Did they release it?
Yeah.
Where is it? I couldn't find it.
It's on the OCR, like that weekend schedule. At the bottom, it was a huge file that just like froze my computer. So you might not want to do it. I'd go on, some Instagram page, like Inside OCR or even OCR World's page. I'm sure that they're on there, but I know that that's where I saw it initially. OCR report has it.
Was there anything notable? Last year, it was a big ascent.
You went straight up. This one looks like it's a 1 to 2 minute climb initially, come back down, and then you still do go all the way to the same point. But you have like a quick little climb, quick down, and then a real climb, and then come back. And it's pretty similar amount of obstacles in the flat festival area. Again, once you reach the end, probably a half mile total on the flat grounds, but still pretty nasty climb. I did it last year. And I think it was like 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes for VJ, Ian, all the top guys in the 3K to reach the top.
I was speculating with a couple athletes of mine yesterday and looking at the elevation profile. I'm thinking for the bulk of the age groupers, like a 10 to 15 minute climb to start your 3K, which is substantial. Like, as far as a straight climb goes,
it's real.
Something that we think would be a quick like breakneck pace of a race, it's really kind of grinds pretty slow, mm-hmm. pretty quick. And the 15K, it's, you go up again, you go all the way up.
I believe you've got multiple climbs on the 15K. That one's a disgusting one. You saw that took 30 minutes or something for Igor and some of the other better climbers last year.
That was like the middle climb, right? There was a short climb, and then the second climb up was
an hour, a little over an hour in, I believe. That's where VJ kind of cracked last year.
And is that looking the same?
Yeah. Go on OCR World's Instagram page. They've got it. They've got all the maps right there. 15K, it's kind of hard to zoom in and get the actual gain, but I would say you have, if the big climb takes 30 minutes, you've probably got a 10-minute climb off the bat, gradual downhill, a 15 to 20 minute climb, short downhill, and then another 20 minute climb, go to the bottom, and then a couple 5 minute climbs later in the race. You've got several up and down. This is it's not Killington-esque in terms of elevation, but the amount of times they send you up and down is pretty brutal.
Yeah, so I'm sure that will factor in. And this race, unlike most of the races that we have covered so far during the drafting, is mandatory completion. So when you guys think about the best athletes who are going to be there, Bracken, are you thinking that, are you going to consider that? Does that change who you think would do well in this? Or is that more for the people who are going to finish 8th through 15th and have a shakeup there? Or will we see a shakeup in that top three because of like a mandatory obstacle completion?
I think we're going to see shakeups start to finish, really. Especially because we have some newcomers this year who are massively engined. You have like a Rylan or someone like that. And it's really difficult moving from any other series to OCR Worlds to try to predict how their obstacle game translates. Because you have some people who are really, really good on obstacles that aren't great on obstacles, but you don't know that. They're just good at the series they do. And then there are people who can complete anything, anywhere, anytime. You have the Atkins, the Albans, people like that, Newells, Kempson. And there are others who are really dominant on a Spartan type obstacle or even a Savage because they've figured out that obstacle, but they don't necessarily have that it factor to just flow through an obstacle on first sight and do it correctly. And so that makes it, you ask Kirk what he's most looking forward to outside of the world coming back together rather than it being OCR Worlds North America this year. I'm glad it's back to the world. I'm most excited to see these newcomers, Annie, Rylan, people like that. How do they handle this? We've never seen it.
Hasn't that kind of been one of the questions throughout all the years? It's always been, you have your Spartan athletes who just won't touch it. I'm just thinking of a couple like Kent or Isaiah, who, or Matt Novakovich back in the day. That's their thing. They don't venture into anything else. So it's cool seeing a lot of first time, and it's not just one this year. Like you mentioned, you have your Tyler, Rylan, Annie, that just branching out for the first time on this. So I think it's cool while they're in their peak, seeing them cross over. Yeah. Just the best of the best, all worlds.
And it works both ways. There's someone like Cody Mote, for example, who is always considered someone who could win the race if he ran clean, but found ways to sometimes lose. He came over to OCR Worlds one time and made a podium. He beat Hobie. Like, who in the world would have predicted Cody to beat Hobie at OCR Worlds? But it just happened. His skill set translated way better than anyone thought it would. And it was a technical running course. If you would have said Hobie Cody, technical running, 45 obstacles, who wins? I think the whole world predicts Hobie, and Cody spanked him. So it's just like sometimes it's a shot in the dark. You have no clue who's going to surprise you either positively or negatively.
What I think you're going to see is you're going to see some of the newbies who could be even favorites to win if they had more experience go out and be somewhat frustrated in the 3K on Friday, but they're going to learn a heck of a lot. And then they're going to come back and they're most likely going to nail it day two in the 15K. I think you're going to see a steep learning curve. You might see a few underperform day one just because it might take them 5 more seconds to get through a skitch, or it might take them. And that stuff adds up in the 3K. Then in the 15K, they're going to have a new framework as to how to go into it. So I think it's only going to impact the 3K notably. I think your engine's still going to do the talking in the 15K. That's what I think.
I agree. Have we ever seen, other than John and Lindsay, has anyone ever won the 3K just off engine? Now, I shouldn't say just off engine because they are very good at obstacles, but they don't win because they obstacle faster in the 3K. They win because they do everything better and they don't make mistakes on the obstacles. Hmm. John can do obstacles fast. He just doesn't at the 3K because he plays it safe and just out engines everyone. Can someone with a massive engine come in and win the 3K on their first attempt? Is that a thing?
It'd be hard at this point of the evolution of OCR, how people are really getting dialed in. And like someone like VJ, for example, who that's a big part of his training is like figuring out how to be efficient through it. So could a Ryland come in here who might have a bigger engine at this time on this course for 3K? It'd be hard to say. I would lean no that it'd be, you can't out engine a course like this.
You're not doing it on a mountain course like this.
You'll probably lose 3 seconds per obstacle if you've just not seen them before. VJ, Aaron, Atkins, they're going to run in and leap onto the very perfect hold, swing through correctly, and dismount running. And if you don't know the obstacle, that's a second on, a second through, and a second off every time. So even if you outrun them by like 10 seconds per mile, 15 seconds per mile, you lose that in one obstacle.
Or even something like Skitch that Kirk mentioned, or like Anchors Away, what we've seen in Savage. It's not just a dismount and start running. It's a dismount and then having these things in your hand, running them back, and like knowing what to do from beginning to literal end. And like you leave something up there, you got to jump back up and get it. There's just like those little things that I think most of the athletes now are going to be dialed into. And if you're new to it, I think it's going to be hard to make up that time in the 3K especially.
Yeah,
it's death by a thousand cuts. It's like, you know, if you go through an obstacle inefficiently because you're unfamiliar, it also just hits that system just a little bit harder. You know, you're straining a little more. You're not being as efficient through it, not only time-wise, but energy-wise as well. And those little hits in a 20-minute race just start to add up. I think you can out-engine a 15K if you're that much more fit. But in the 3K, I just don't see it. And if anybody comes in, like a Ryland, let's say, or even like a Tyler Veerman, who I don't think is very experienced at OCRWC, but that dude can obstacle. Be very impressed to see those guys sneak their way onto a podium somehow in the 3K. It would be highly against the odds, in my opinion, knowing the nuances of the course.
And with that, every year they usually will roll out something new that we might not have seen before. So it puts everyone on a level playing field. Have we seen that? Have they announced anything that they are? Like last year was that Ricochet, which didn't really change anything for most of the races. But in previous years, we saw like the Kempston Designs, the underdog thing, which could swing a race if you weren't familiar with how to do it versus someone who was very proficient with it. Have we seen anything interesting here? Jack, do you know?
I'm looking at the course map. It's hard to know because some of the obstacles, you just don't know what descent is or something. They have a description basically that lists all of the obstacles, but it's a verbal description rather than a video demonstration or a picture of what it'll look like. Most of them, like, I don't know what Triumph is. Most of the closing, like Littlefoot was there last year, Urban Sky, Ricochet, Canyon, Valkyrie. They've got a pretty good amount that are similar at the end. Stairway 3.0, for instance. This is the third iteration of it. It's probably going to be a little bit different than what we've seen before, but it's probably the same concept where you're going up the inside of a ladder and then make it to the other side, whether they change the holds or whatever. So that, you know, they might have some iterations, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are one or two things that were specially made for this.
They've got that weird heavy tube thing you got to carry around. That could really throw a wrench in people's game plan.
It's a fire hose filled with like pellets, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's a floppy shake weight.
You should be awesome at that one then.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm not going to debate that.
Yeah. Correct. I would be awesome at that. Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that, because if like that's gonna be one of the carries, right? Is it? I thought it'd be longer. I thought I saw a picture of it. It only looks like it's like what, 2-3 feet maybe. I thought it was gonna be
like the length of a sandbag, if that. Yeah.
And it, like super skinny.
You know, you really got to get it in your hands for you to really feel what it's gonna be like. Like visually, it doesn't do. You got to feel it.
Jack, I want to see people running with that.
I'm not doing a demonstration of that on site. Sorry, Rich.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
So we might see something new in on the course. We're not quite sure about what that's going to be, but we'll see the big sock full of pellets.
The rock sock.
The rock sock. But
and they've got stuff that just say force five rig. You know, they're going to just throw in a few random holds that are different. One might be a low rig, and rigs change all the time. Savage does it every single race that they have. It's just a matter of how are you going to get from side A to B 20 to 25 feet away with a few different holds.
So I've only done this race one time, and it was when it was in Blue Mountain, Canada. And I remember there being a tremendously more amount of walls, like a lot more going up higher walls. Is this still like that where, you know, Spartan has the 5 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot wall? There's like three or four walls. I remember it being double or triple the amount of walls in an OCR Worlds race. Is that still the case?
This is the insight that people are paying for. Got a lot of walls.
There are a lot of walls.
Like, forget the rigs. You guys are going to encounter a lot of walls.
It changes it. It breaks you up a lot. You're stopping.
Hey, ask Jamie Brutha if walls make a difference.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
They do. Especially on like going uphill. If you're a shorter athlete, that might be a separator early on, to be honest. Like, we don't have to worry about it, but there are plenty of shorter athletes out there that might throw a wrench in their plan. And they might do better on like the low rig, for instance. So, you know, game changer. Wouldn't think of it.
Walls. All right.
Well, we'll have a wall alert. We'll have someone on course that keeps us updated on how walls are impacting the race.
We'll have the wall siren. Yeah.
Oh, and Bracken, you and me, we're on the microphones.
Yes, we are.
So
somebody hired you.
I don't know if that's the word I would use for it.
He and I are really just FaceTiming. It's not going anywhere.
We're just going to do our own personal Zoom. But you can catch us on ORM for 3K and 15K, I believe. We'll sure up the details, but take a look at it. So I'm going to be counting these walls. I'm going to be talking about how hard these walls are going to be on the athletes. It's just like,
Bracken, enough about the action. Let's get back to the walls.
Can we break to the walls? I want one guy at a wall, just one wall.
Guys covering the team race also?
Listen, don't pump us for information here, Jack. You're working for the competitor. You're with OCR Report this weekend.
Yeah, only the 15K though, because I'm running 3K.
We don't want your information either. Listen,
okay, I won't give you any information then. Yeah, that's fine.
No,
you can fend for yourself on this.
Let's set. So they're doing the 15K the same time. Are they also streaming it? Is it you and VJ doing
15K?
Are you rabbiting? Are you announcing?
I don't remember who the partner is, but I guess we've got simultaneous coverage. So we'll see.
I think there's a wager here of who gets more views.
Yeah, a wager. I don't think that's what we're going for, but I mean, Rich, this is your premiere on the big stage.
So we might get a lot of people checking it out and then switching, being like, "Oh,
yeah,
this is not."
Yeah, they're like, "Oh God, it's that race brain."
Who's got better wall coverage? The other.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're looking for wall-to-wall coverage, wall-to-wall. We got you.
All right. Well, let's talk about the race since we're on a time crunch, basically for Kirk and Bracken. So. You guys want to go into how it's going to work?
Let's just draft and not point fingers.
Yeah, way to go, the corral. So today we're going to draft for both of the 3K and the 15K. We kind of worked out the details via messages, but I'm not sure. I'm not certain, but I'm like close to certain that Bracken and Kirk don't really know what the rules are going to be here. So let's go ahead.
We're just here so we don't get fined.
So we're going to draft 7 athletes from the 3K, 3 men, 3 women, 1 wild card. And then everyone's going to go back into the pool and we're going to draft 7 athletes from the 15K, 3 men, 3 women. So it's a little bit longer and a wild card. Better believe there's a wild card there. And we are going to have 2 different results then, right? We're going to have someone's going to win the 3K and then someone's going to win the 15K. So we're going to end up with 4 more results because of that. Does that sound right? Or do we just want to add up the total between the both of them?
No.
Separate races.
Let's separate races. Yeah. Because you don't have every, like, for instance, Logan's only running the 15K and yet you have some women who are only doing the 3K. So they're not going to be on both lists. I think we treat them separately.
I was just saying, do we add up the totals from your team on the 3K and the 15K to see who wins between
To have it a single point? Like, say that you score 40 in the 3K and 50 in the 15K, you get 90 points, and then we all do that, and whoever
has you might score that many. I'm not scoring that many. I'm
scoring way lower. We're talking international, Rich. It's my game.
I know.
You're on my court. Yeah.
What do we think about that? 2 scores? I like it, too. 2 scores. 2 different scores. So we're going to draft snake style, And then we're not doing keepers for this. It's cross-country scoring. So some of, we're going to do, like I said, the five on each race and head-to-head scoring. So we'll end up with two results on each race. One thing with this that, oh, I thought I had a question that I needed to ask you, but current standings right now from the previous drafts that we've done for Spartan, KB Corral 5-5, Jack Bauer 5-5. Myself, 5-5. We are locked up. We are locked up at this.
Seems good.
So, one thing that was for the draft order. Do we just want to spin the wheel of names twice, or do you want to just flip the order on the second draft?
Ooh, that's an interesting strategy.
So whoever gets last on the wheel of names in the first one will then get to pick wherever they want to go, and we'll just like reverse it.
Seems fair. Yeah,
let's do that.
I mean, I think the wheel of names. If we're scoring separately,
people want to see the wheel of names. Not I think
spin but let's it twice. Twice.
Spin it twice. I like that. Yeah. That's the right answer. All right, we're spinning that twice. So before we really get into it, Jack, on the men's side, who are some notable names that are not coming?
Oh, it's John Alvin is not going to be there for the second straight year, which is a shame because I think the race everybody wanted to see, we basically blamed it on COVID last year. We never got to see VJ versus Alvin. And he's just not doing it this year. I think he's just so into trail running. That's his life at the moment. So I'm pretty bummed at that. This one, Thomas Van Tonder, who has also podiumed in the past, he will not be here because he got COVID about a week ago and traveling from South Africa, not able to make it. And this one affects both genders. The all Russian athletes will not be here. They've been having visa issues. So Igor, who got double podium last year, Alyssa Petrova, who podiumed at Abu Dhabi in the past, a couple other top five finishers.
Sergey.
At Spartan, yeah. And Sergey Silin, who both of whom have podiumed in the past at OCR Worlds. Natasha Studnikina, I think that's her name. She got fifth in Abu Dhabi or sixth. She won't be here. So a lot of high-end athletes from Russia who will not be there. So it's pretty surprising.
Now, Bracken mentioned and also, that this is
like Thibaut Desbouchet, he's podiumed in the past. And Thomas Buell, he's probably the next best guy as well who won't be there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bracken did mention this is kind of more opened up and more international again, but the names still seem fairly North American dominant. Would you say that's the case for this year, Jack? It still seems like doesn't seem as international at the highest end.
You definitely have a deeper contingent of athletes from, like, if you look at the European Championship, you have several of the top names coming over on both genders, but it's not as deep as we might have had in the past. Like Corinne Carlson, who has over 10 podiums at OCR Worlds, would have been great seeing her. Katja Christensen, same deal. She's podium before, isn't making the trip over. We already went over the men's side as well, but you definitely have a deeper field internationally than last year, where Bracken kind of alluded to it, where it was just North America plus a couple other people, not even a couple other countries. I do think it balances out well. I think the women's field, you don't have too many people who are at the top end of the sport on the US side who are not injured right now, like a Nicole, who won't be there. And internationally, you have very respectable athletes coming over who I think are going to surprise a few people.
I was surprised to not see like a Chrissy McFarland or a Jamie Horonopoulos, who did so well in like the Savage Series, on the list here. Yeah. Those are some names that I was looking out for. So I guess
I would think anybody who does the Savage Series, you're gonna show up every single time for OCR Worlds.
I agree. I thought that would be the case. Yeah, but we shall see. All right, so let's pull up the wheel. So we're doing 3K first, right?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Get it up there. And we're going to be spinning. You see it?
Yeah. Oh, this is different. It's even odds for everybody because we're all 5-5.
No, can't really see it that well. Oh, my goodness.
No. Oh, come on.
That's the corral.
Suck it.
Suppose we'll just draft the Atkins family. Get it over with.
Yeah, I don't think that that's not how that works. Who do you want? What draft pick do you want?
They don't come together as a package deal?
No.
Am I confused?
You are.
Oh, all right.
Kirk, do we want to pick first?
Absolutely.
We want to pick first.
All right.
For one particular human being.
Come on.
Oh, you know I'm getting that second pick.
That's yeah, and you great. Have to pick yourself in the 3K.
That's true. That's a rule that we've had
with your number one pick.
With the number one pick? Man,
yeah. Well, number two pick.
In the DecaFit World Champs then.
We've had this as...
Or you, whenever Kirk's in the race, or Bracken when you're in the race.
So. I'm confident.
We don't have to worry about that.
This is a long-standing rule that we've had here at Race Brain that you have to pick yourself with the first pick overall.
I'll pick myself as like a cameraman. I can do that. Or a rabbit. Okay,
you're
so...
You're 3K. Don't hide.
You're in there.
I'm aware I'm in it. So KB, and then me, and then Rich.
Oh, yeah.
If you see us looking down a lot, it's because we have our notes here on who we're drafting. We've got our list.
So we can't somehow get this photo to pop up for us while we're doing this?
I managed to get it, but the Zoom is going to be very difficult to make work. Okay. I've got the list. It's going to be more columns than normal, but I'll share my screen, and then we'll be able to show it to everybody. I've just got a single monitor instead of my normal setup, so it might be a little smaller than normal.
Jack's fallen on tough times. He moved back in with his parents, and so he's stuck on his mom's old iMac.
Windows 95. I don't even think that's Mac, actually. But okay, so let me know if this is zoomed in enough to see.
Listen, we don't need a Zoom feature for our first pick.
Nope.
Okay. Are we sure?
Yeah.
All right. To start the 2022 OCR World Championships Race Brain Fantasy Draft, the KB Corral.
It's so anticlimactic, isn't it? I mean, really? It's really anticlimactic. But let's get to the fun stuff after this. Lindsay Webster, we have first pick. I don't even need to discuss. No.
It wouldn't matter what race we were talking about.
Honestly, wouldn't.
I might even take her in the men's field.
She's been like top 15 like in top this 10. For sure. Yeah.
It's her KBB.
Yep.
How many times has Lindsay won this? Do you have stats off the top of your head, Jack, about how many OCR World Championship victories Lindsay has combined?
I don't have the results pulled up. I had them in a different file, but she probably has 14, or she didn't do 14, probably 15, 16, 17, 18. She's won at least one. I know that she missed the win when Nicole beat her one time, and I think she got third a different time. I think Rebecca might have even beat her.
Rebecca Hammond, yeah.
So she's probably at 7 to 8, not counting teams. And she's won both of them, including a double win at this venue last year. So
when you look at the list of women, and the list of women is much shorter than the list of men, so it makes that side of things a little easier. But she's got all of these women beat across all facets, whether it's her obstacle game or her running, short course, long course. I don't see a single athlete who could pick a hole in her game. Like, the odds would be like 50 to 1. I don't see it unless something catastrophic happens, and I don't want to jinx her. I don't see any way to wedge your way in front of her, even if she has a terrible race.
I think there are four women other than her that all can look at it and say, I think I could legitimately take second place.
Yep.
And I don't think a single one of them would receive a single first place vote from anyone other than their family if you polled the OCR Nation. That's just, she's that good. And those other women are monsters. She's just that good.
She's going to get beat. It's going to be in the 3K. 15K?
Yep.
Almost a guarantee.
3K. But that's when Nicole beat her in that one year, wasn't it? The 15K, which was her guarantee. Isn't that true? Isn't that what Lindsay ended up losing? They won the opposite that year. Lindsay won the 3K and lost the 15, and Nicole lost the 3K and won the 15. So we have seen the shakeup. Nicole's not here, so why am I even bringing it up?
But on a steep technical mountain, who's taking it to her?
Nobody. Maybe 3 to 5 of the men. That's about it.
There's not a better power hiker in the women's field than her, and there's not a better technical descender than her. So you're going to have to hope she fails stuff. And she's too seasoned.
Travel's really easy for her as well. So it's not like she's going to have any cancellations or something that's going to prevent her to get there.
Yeah, you're hoping for like food poisoning at this point, and that might not even do it.
Hoping.
No, I know.
You want to know a story, though? So I was doing the list, and I was asking athletes. Lindsay wasn't on the 3K, so I messaged her. And I was like, hey, just checking, you're only on the 15K. She's like, what? So I basically saved her from realizing she wasn't even registered for the 3K.
Do you get a finder's fee?
Jack on site so. Coming
I'll take,
through.
I'll take a small portion of her check. Yeah.
I think that that's
you know
fair.
You're not going to make one yourself.
We'll see. We'll see about his confidence is in himself with this very draft pick coming
with
up.
With this very draft pick. Strangely, I'm actually going to pick the guy who's going to win the 3K, VJ Jones, ahead of me. I think it goes without saying that he's probably
where's
the
yourself,
best guy in the field in a 3K.
We don't know what he is right now, do we? Not to doubt
you
VJ.
You haven't gone on a run with him lately.
No, and I'm not discrediting his top-end potential because that guy is a monster and everybody knows it. He's just gone to the lab and gone dark on us a little bit lately. I assume coming back out where he is running his potential, but I guess you have the insider info, Jack. Why don't you tell us? Smugly, please.
Smugly? I can't.
As smug as you can.
Yeah. That's
just roll out of bed and go. You got it.
Yeah. No, that's what I usually end up doing. No, VJ, he is all dialed in. He knew that he wasn't going to do the 15K after last year's experience. This 3K title means more to him. He had no idea Albin was not going to show up, but he was fully expecting to beat John Albin if he showed up to this race. No one transitions better than VJ. His compromise running, that he's put in a nice block on that, and his climbing is still really, really good. And I think that he's kind of suffered the setback where there have been a couple victories since the last time that VJ won. He still won slow. He won Mexico earlier this year. But then Hawk and Ryland kind of took the stage from him in terms of the past two National Series races. VJ didn't even go to one of them. So I feel like people have forgotten about him. But
well,
he won the same venue last year, race.
Not to jump in, but to jump in, it's only because he's been open about feeling like crap for a while and having to go back to the drawing board. That's more of my question. I don't care
if he does not have the stomach issues that were plaguing him for 4 or 5 weeks. Like
he's
back to
100% is what we're saying.
It was like run 5 minutes and then you got to find a bathroom because of what happened in Mexico for his digestive system. So he's back there. I know he struggled with a little motivation before, but he's done that in the past. Come out fine. I'm voting for VJ.
Kirk, no matter who Rich takes here, we have a second place finisher. We're looking good.
It's true.
You got to get past me. Or do you think that Rich?
I think you're going to blow it.
Yeah. I can see him blowing it also.
You're going to take some Russian and then realize, oh, shoot.
They're not coming. They're not allowed. I didn't know. I'm going to go ahead and take Ida here.
Probably the safest next bet.
She won the European Championships at 3K by like 2 minutes. So that's good. This is really her domain. We saw her come over in early Savage. It's a different course than what Savage will present to us. Because I was in Florida and she killed everybody. Like Chris Rogloski was in that race and she beat the shit out of her. And like there, like no contest there. I'd imagine this is the A race of all A races for her. And she's traveled and performed well this year internationally. So I think she's going to be really solid here in the 3K.
I like that she's getting top three attention. We talked in the past that she's underrated and now she's rated. I like seeing her get her due.
And she's proven it so many times this year on those technical European courses. You just follow her Instagram and every weekend she's winning some next championship. It's like she's just on top of the podium always. And we know the European style of racing, which is going to be more similar to this event versus like Spartan races here in North America. So she's been doing this. This is another day at the office for her, really.
Let's not forget she double podiumed on this same course last year. So.
Yeah, that helps.
And I would imagine in terms of obstacle efficiency in this field, she's probably the best. So cold weather would probably be helpful for her. I don't know exactly how well she does in cold, but just because she's so good at obstacles because her grips are so strong, I'm guessing that would play to her advantage more than a disadvantage.
Yeah.
So give me Ida. Coming back.
All right. Who's joining her?
Give me Atkins.
Brian Atkins.
I'm glad you took him off our hands, to be honest.
Take Atkins. Usually I take Atkins in the first round, and he doesn't do well. So this time I took him in the second round, and I think it's going to work out for me.
I didn't want to get hate after I pushed him down the list. So
I think he's going to win.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
3K?
Yeah.
Could you elaborate? I love it. I think that's a great thing to say.
VJ spent all year last time getting ready to beat him here. And VJ has not had that same buildup. He's had an abbreviated, intense buildup. But I just think that when you go for a world championship, you can't stumble along the way. And VJ stumbled for a few months. Now, if anyone can get over that, it's him. But if Ryan is truly in the conversation for the GOAT, and every time we have this conversation, it's Albin or Ryan or Hobie. And if we don't choose Ryan, people come out of the woodwork and say, he's the greatest. Well, if you're the greatest, you don't lose when the other person who also might be the greatest isn't there. If John's not there, the greatest runner in the field should win. If Ryan wasn't there, we would never second guess John winning this thing. John's not there. If Ryan is on Mount Rushmore, he wins this race. That's just the way it works. He's that good. Can things happen? Sure. But he lost last year. I just don't see him coming out and losing again unless VJ is actually better than him here.
Atkins wasn't here last year.
Yeah, he opted for a Spartan.
That's right. Sorry. He didn't win it last year, and I don't see him coming out and allowing that again. I just don't see it.
You don't think his recent showings indicate what he's going to do here?
It's a valid point. But he carries such a high level of general fitness at all times that he snaps back into sharpness very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get out of shape. He gets out of like touch with one particular skill.
Yeah, for sure.
He snaps back so quick because he's never not fit. So yeah, you can look at what he's done before, but I think if you look farther back, anytime he's gotten beat and been outside the top three, he comes back and smashes for the rest of the year. And I think we're about to see that. Again, I love VJ. And if he wins, I will have 0% shock in my eyes. But I just see Ryan is going to be on a little bit of a headhunting mission to take VJ down a notch.
You would think that those previous races would be some sort of realization for him. It's like, oh, okay, now I do need to kind of get back in touch with it. This would be a good payday for someone like Atkins to take a double podium in something that's outside of Spartan, which doesn't seem to be as exciting anymore. So this is a different spin to a race that might have him geared up a little bit more. So I agree. It's not going to be a gimme. If VJ wins, it's going to be hard fought. If anything, we'd probably see it be the way that it was at Big Bear at the end of the Spartan Series last year, where it comes down to the end. I would hope anyway. That'd be great. But
don't forget that Atkins, he won a 3K world title in 2016. Granted, there were extenuating circumstances because Albin started in the last heat and they never were head-to-head technically. It was a time trial at that point. So Atkins does have that 3K title on his resume. Which
has he only finished second in the 3K outside of that?
No, he's finished like seventh a couple times.
In the European year, he had a tough showing.
Yeah. No, he's done it twice, if I'm not mistaken.
How did VJ win last year? You guys recall?
Assertive. Smashed everybody.
Mm-hmm. Got to the top, and it was over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't see Atkins letting that happen. He smashed everyone on the down and was so smooth in and out, he didn't even have to race the last quarter mile. I don't believe you learn anything about anyone in a championship race when it's a blowout. He might be head and shoulders above everyone else, but if there's someone next to him, that changes things. And that's what I'm most excited to see. Ryan's not going to let him blow everyone up.
Well, that's why I cited the Big Bear race, right? Because we have seen VJ come with in a championship race with big stakes on the line and push and beat one of the greatest athletes that we've ever seen in the final 800 meters or so. Mm-hmm. So, this could be an amazing race.
Yes.
And we're going to be calling it on the microphone.
And they have easy names to pronounce. So
get your calls ready, Bracken. We'll be tossing it to you a lot.
I don't rub it in your face, Rich, when you're not on the mic for our races. You seem to be bringing it up an awful lot all of a sudden.
Come on, this is his first time.
Maybe Kirk can join me.
This is his first time.
I'm just really excited, guys.
He's going to have a parade in his hometown when he returns back.
They're going to love it. This is what they've been waiting for.
There aren't too many parades in Philly, so that makes sense. Throwing.
Chill. You see that game last night? Kirk, I wish you were a Vikings fan right now. I'd be talking so much shit.
Well, their misery is my enjoyment, so it's fine.
Well, the Vikings beat the Packers, so by proxy, the Eagles are like way better than the Packers right now.
Oh, well, yeah, the Vikings can suck it. But
Jack, you're up.
All right. We talked about how important smooth in and out transitions will be. Mm-hmm. And previous world championships. I think you got to go with Ryan Kempson here. Yeah. He finished second place in the 3K, about 30 seconds behind VJ last year, reigning 15K world champion. He's been posting that he's actually finally, for the first time in years, put in an uninterrupted training block where he doesn't feel like he just has to race every few weeks, and his fitness and his health is feeling as good as ever. From Vermont, I got to go with Ryan Kempson.
Hey, I'm going to remind you. Bracken brings this up. Bracken raced Killington 2 weeks before Tahoe a few years ago. And who else did that? Kempson. Want to know who all blew up at Tahoe? Both Bracken and Kempson that year.
Well aware.
Kempson raced Tahoe or raced Killington a week and a half ago. You're not impacting your decision?
It's true. Although in his defense, he did it last year.
Oh, yep. Did he do it last year? Never mind.
And he did fine. Yeah. I think I was the common denominator. I was poisoning the well.
No, in general, though, it people tend to struggle who had a shot at like a top 10 or so or better when they've done Killington 2 weeks ahead of time. You've seen it in the past. So it was an outlier result that Kempson did well. This year could be different, but I think that top end potential, there are a few people who could win in this field. And I think that Kempson, given his skill set, could win in this field.
That I think that Killington performance is more of a valve of confidence for someone like Kempson, who beat a pretty good field by a considerable amount.
Josh, and Josh is fit.
Yeah, Josh was fifth at Utah.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. And like 2 seconds ahead of Rylan. Like that's a heck of a finish for Kempson at that point.
This is his terrain. I don't know if he's necessarily a drive in the morning, but it's close enough that it's not going to matter. He's not going to be changing what he's been doing all week. It's going to be right in his kind of close to his backyard. So
he's in New Hampshire now, but
right.
He'll sleep in his van though, just like he did at Killington. He's got that camper van.
He had his van last year. I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like it.
I like it.
The man's nasty at this kind of thing, and he can move and he can adapt and he's fluid and he's a closer. He's like Atkins. When he can smell the finish line, he has something that other people can't necessarily bring out, and that matters.
I think more than just about anybody.
If it's wet and cold, I think if it's nasty, I think that leans in his to his advantage. I think that leads.
He
to
doesn't
Atkins
do well advantage. In cold, if I That's recall. True. Much like myself, he had a tough Seattle race when it was wet and cold, and he lost dexterity. Right. But that was just a one. That's just a one off, maybe.
So that from that one,
right. Yeah. That actually leans in Atkins' favor. He loves when it's nasty and cold.
VJ does well in that too.
Yep. Well, Kirk, anyway, back to back picks, Kirk and Bracken.
I got five people I'm considering for these two spots. I remember
there's three men, three women for this first draft piece.
And currently we are at, you guys have one woman. So I could have looked there.
I think we're remiss if we don't take Chris.
You got to take in. Well, here's where I guess I don't want to list them all, but you know, where's Annie Doobie at? She put a clinic on Chris in whatever the last race was.
And I think for the 15K, I might lean Annie, but Chris has shown the ability to get out hot.
You're right. Chris, I mean, her 100 miler racing doesn't translate to the longer 15K at all, does it, Bracken? Chris's 100 miler prowess screams 3K.
I'm not saying
it?
Prowess.
She'll have like
saying,
3 weeks off from her last 100 miler. So
Mexico, Kelowna, and one other, Big Bear maybe. She was up in second at the start, like just boom. And sometimes first, she led Mexico for a while. Mm-hmm. And then if Annie or Lindsay or those people beat her, they move past as the race gets into it. But she's going to get into the 3K, and sometimes that's enough.
There's one person on the board that I think could win this whole thing still.
Rylan?
Correct. And that's the problem, where if you need to gamble.
Let's go Rylan and Chris.
That's what I'm leaning toward. But I also feel a little bad towards Veerman because I know Veerman from this sounds silly, but the Florida race in February had some of the nastiest conditions ever. And that Z-Wall was impassable. And he handled that thing like it was no problem at all. And he also can run mountains. And I think he's more of an athlete than we give him credit for. And if Veerman could come out and blow could win, and people be like, I don't think they'd be surprised. And stay power is king, even in a 3K or 15K. So I'm really waffling here. That's where my head is at.
Sounds like you guys have no idea what to do.
All right. Well,
but I think Rylan and Chris are the right choices. I'm just trying to talk through my thought process.
Well, I'm okay with Tyler and Chris as well.
Well, Rylan's got momentum, and you can't. Momentum is king. So
both of them got screwed because of Tahoe getting canceled. So it's almost right that they get paired.
Should we just take them both?
Rylan?
Rylan. And you're taking...
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Tyler. My mistake.
I think you're right. I just wanted to talk through that. I think we should go Rylan and Chris. I think you're correct there, but I'm just not convinced that we aren't shooting ourselves in the foot and looking back and being like,
has Rylan had any obstacle issues this year?
Well, he said he failed the rig.
We've only seen him in Spartan.
So let's take Veerman.
But Veerman we've only seen in Spartan.
Yeah, but he's circus based.
Yeah. Oh boy. I think Rylan's going to get out hot and get after it. I think we pick Rylan in the 3K. I think we save Veerman for later if we have the opportunity. Rylan and Chris. Sorry, guys. Rylan. That was a shit show. I'm sorry about that.
That's what we expect these days. We've listened to enough drafts to know how this is going to play out with you guys.
We're not that bad, but this one's a tough one. This one really is a hair splitter.
Keep in mind, half the reason we draft is to break down the athletes. If we just came out and said two names and moved on, the audience gets nothing out of that.
Yeah.
I like it. I think Chris made her first world podium last year in 15, I believe, right?
She got both.
She was both?
Yeah.
Did she get both?
No. She was fourth.
She was fourth in one. I thought Rose ended up
on the woman that I'm taking next is the person who podiumed.
Well, hold on.
I mean, no one else is going. You can say her name.
Rose.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to take Rose. Yeah. Well, I want to talk about Rylan real quick. And Chris, for this, I mean, you guys are basically just like Rylan or Tyler or Rylan or Tyler, not analysis. So what kind of analysis do we got here, boys?
So I talked with Rylan in
the one person who didn't draft. Yeah.
I talked with Rylan in Palm Beach when he said that he was going to do OCR Worlds. And he said that the one thing that he does is he just gets a little too, he just goes into it without thinking of the obstacle, which I think will help him shave time. But there might be a couple points on a couple trickier obstacles where he gets there and he's like, oh, I've literally never seen a low rig or something. And he might get a little caught up on something like that. But I think his attitude towards, I just jump into it and see what happens, that's going to pay off in terms of transition time. And we know he gets in and out as fast as anybody. He's as good of a climber as anybody, as good of a descender. He's got all the confidence in the world after winning that Decafit race. I probably would have taken him there.
Yeah, he's athletic and intuitive, right? He's won a beast and he's won a 30-minute race in the last month. If he's well suited for anything, it's everything, right? And so I don't really see holes you can pick other than him failing the rig, which is a question mark I have in this last Spartan series in the North American Champs, which has me a little concerned. I think that was a fluke. Well, right, but it could be wet this
weekend. It's not going to be the trickiest obstacle he faces this weekend.
Sure isn't.
I'm pretty sure Hawk and Josiah and some of the people who aren't known for their grip strength got through that rig when Rylan didn't. But he sold out so hard during that race with such a lead. If he coasted into it, he might have had a better outcome.
I just kind of think if it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, it might just be a world champion. Like, he beat all the best in Kelowna, and then he beat all the best in Decafit. Like, he just might really be that guy.
Yeah.
So, we don't know what's going to happen when he hits Canyon and some of the other low force five and when he hits some of these things, but time to prove me wrong, I guess. I'm a believer.
Here's the thing. He's going to get out. He's going to get after it. He's going to be up front mm-hmm. at the top of that climb, most likely. What's going to happen from there? We know he'll put himself in position, and that's all you can really ask for if you're betting on somebody, right? Is he's not going to let the race get away from him early. If it's skill-based and he loses some time, but he's not going to go down without throwing some punches, right?
Don't forget he's a really good rock climber as well.
Right.
I think there's only one female in the field, moving on to Chris, that could win because she'll be out at the top of the hill, and that's her. Like she, I don't think she wins.
You think Chris is the only one who would go out hard enough to stick with Lindsay?
I think she's the only one that could go out hard enough who could also obstacle and descend.
Remember Spartan Games. I just want to remind people of the performance Chris put out at Spartan Games with Lindsay in the race. It was very noteworthy, and she has that feather in her cap as well.
When she blew up like crazy and almost like walked after the first lap?
Quiet down over there, Rich.
Yeah, but that's the thing. She doesn't care about stage and competitors and championship. She just goes. And that is half of the battle in a nerve-filled championship race is not caring about the championship race.
Yeah. I've said it multiple times, though, throughout the season. Being local or having experience on a certain course has paid off time and time again. We've seen it in Mexico. We've seen it in Canada. Mm-hmm. Who ran here last year? Chris did. Mm-hmm. I think that experience alone is going to put her past a couple of athletes who might have a higher top-end potential. Not saying that Chris isn't podium worthy. She podium last year. She's proven it all year. But that's going to help her out more than people who are seeing the mountain for the first time or have never done OCR Worlds, for instance.
Going back to Palmerton or Killington or Blue Mountain courses I've raced before, the second time you descend there, you're better. There, you know, you remember the routes. You remember the footing. You remember where the little ditches and the drop-offs are. From 3K to 15K, you see people get faster on some descents because they know where they can step now. And if you've been there before, you have a leg up. She knows the descents now. It sounds foolish, but it matters. The first time you run a big descent, you can't PR it. It's just really hard to unless it's a weak PR. But your second and third time, you can release your legs. And so she's going to walk in already able to release them down that first hill.
Yeah, I think Chris is going to do great here. She's definitely going to be fighting for a podium. Ryland's will be interesting, right? Like if it was fitness-based, I mean, his fitness is clearly as good or superior to everybody in this field, but just those little moments of returning the handles to on Skitch, like what we talked about before, like looking at something and try to make his way through it. Even if he jumps on it and then tries to figure it out halfway, it's a good way to fail and blow up your grip and have to restart. It would just be interesting. And at Go Ruck, I don't think he did particularly well on the rig, the Savage rig, compared to the other people. Yeah. So it's going to be a matter of like, can he out engine this?
I hope he's in the film room all week. Just watching.
We saw this with Hunter McIntyre when he showed up to OCR Worlds for the first time. He's just kind of like some brute strength guy. Didn't have a whole lot of technique, but he just found a way to get through it. I see Ryland kind of being in that line as well.
On the other side,
DNF to 3K.
Yeah, that was a freak year when it just downpoured during the middle of the year or the race.
That's when walls mattered.
Yeah.
Walls again will come up over and
over. That's true, but he was side by side with Albin and Atkins like 10 minutes into a race the year before. So,
yeah.
We're never going to get this episode done on time.
All right. I'll just go ahead. My next pick, Rose Wetzel. She podiumed here last year. And I think that she is probably has the best chance of the remaining women of ending up on the podium. It's kind of crazy that Ida, Chris, and Rose, one of them will not end up on the podium when you think of a hard obstacle race.
Yeah.
Well, I think Annie Doobie would have something to say about that. That's what I'm taking here.
Oh, I trust me. Annie could easily get second place. I just don't know about her experience on obstacles. That's the only reason that I picked Rose over her. Because Rose has been here, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Annie ends up getting second place.
Because her just her ability to kind of move through obstacles, I think, is if she was at races like this a little bit more often, or Savage Race, we would see that she's really strong at it. I think her grip strength is probably second compared to Ida, and that's just because Ida does these kind of obstacles all the time. Mm-hmm. So, and she's fit still, and that's kind of the rub on Rose. At least last year, she was contending for first or second, I thought, and made a mistake on an obstacle and had to go back. And we see that with her sometimes, that and Bracken, you mentioned this, she's not exactly fluid through things. She just does kind of muscle things out. And if she's going to try to outfitness people, I don't think she'll be able to outfitness Annie. And I think Annie will be good through the obstacles.
Just think of all the times that Annie has been in contention, and that sprint finish with Lindsay at Asheville last year, and a couple other times the field gets decimated. Who doesn't fail obstacles? Annie. She's a great rock climber. Mm-hmm. I think that, yeah, she'll probably be even better on day two. I just think that in such a short race in the 3K, you're going to figure out the kinks. You have to work those out before you have a better second day. Just in my experience running the 3K and then the 15K the day later, it's, you've never seen this stuff before. There are just ways to lose time that you don't even realize.
Right. We got to see it first, yeah, for sure.
No disrespect to her. Like, I 100% wouldn't be surprised if she is at the top with Lindsay, because she did that in Kelowna. She's like, I'm not letting you out of my sights. I'm going to be right there with you. So she might put a little pressure on the field.
Aren't you on a team with her too? You're out here talking shit.
Yeah. I'm not picking her. I'm just praising her right there, that I think she could easily get second in the 3K. I think she'll do better in the 15K. That's just where I'm standing on it.
Okay.
Yep. You were so sure that she could do second in the 3K that you drafted someone else instead of your own teammate.
I respect previous podiums at the same venue, so I couldn't pass over Rose.
All right. Next pick, I'm taking Sean Roberts here.
Oh, my guy.
So he's only doing the 3K, correct?
Yeah,
that is correct.
So to me, that is something he's circling this. He's clearly the best runner, maybe not currently, but I would imagine even still, like right now, he's the fastest person in this field.
He's on a mountain, Rich. Are you forgetting about that?
He's done the entire Savage series. He knows how to do the walls. There's tons of walls. He's athletic. We'll get over them. So
he hasn't proven himself in the mountains, though.
He has. I mean, where did he finish in Ohio, Bracken?
Third.
Behind
Atkins and Woods, I think.
That was unless he caught Woods. That was 2 years ago.
Two years.
So Kempson had beat him.
Bottom line, he got fourth here last year in the 3K.
Yeah, and he can descend.
Yep.
And he can descend. He's been working on it. Kirk, so.
He snubbed us so many times on our episode with him, Bracken. He just denied every question we asked him. I still haven't gotten over it. It's like, yeah, I just can't get past it. He just denied us.
He's media adverse, but he's a good runner, and he's been practicing this and learning about OCR. So I'm excited to see what he's got, right? Like, he's going to mix it up. He has to. Yep. He has to go for it.
On paper, he could win.
Mm-hmm.
He could be first to the top, first to the bottom, and he's competent enough on obstacles that he could win. I'm not placing my life savings on him to win, but he could.
Wouldn't be surprised to see him on a podium.
Jack,
maybe
blow this pick so Kirk and I can move on.
You guys are going to be happy with my pick. You're going to get one of the names that you already talked about.
He's going to Leon.
At this point,
I know who he's going.
International time.
Here it comes. I should only be allowed to pick international at this point. I'm going Ulrika Evanson.
Her name was on my tongue. I was like, oh my God, he's going to pick Ulrika.
Well, I was going to pick Sean, so you kind of screwed me over. We can't do trades, but I'm fine with Ulrika. Go on her Instagram and you will see, if you want grip strength and press, like being impressive at it, Ulrika's insane. She has so many like floating pegboards and crazy low rigs that she's good at. Fabulous mountain runner. And I think she got fourth place at OCR Worlds maybe in 2019.
It was a while back. It was like 18 or 17, I thought.
Okay, but like, regardless, in a sloppy year in the UK, and she's been on the world mountain running team for her country, so I don't know how you can go wrong with Ulrika at this point with who's left
you
in the women's
can't.
Field.
Good pick.
Kirk, who you want?
I have two that jump out, and one's going to surprise you.
I have two that jump out.
Okay. Well, if we don't take Veerman, we're idiots.
Yeah, we wanted him to start with.
Yep. And I now can't he's a keeper on the board. Yep.
We get to keep him for the 15K.
Not how it works.
Wrong. And then
let me just check the genders for you. So you're 2-2. All of us are 2-2
with Veerman. Yeah.
On the women's side, there's one person who has podiumed, and I have a Midwest bias towards Julie Hartes, which I don't see much of a reaction out of, but she is a short course specialist, and she has podiumed at either North American champs or OCR World champs. She's a sleeper. If she's going to pry in front of any of these women, if we're going to take a woman pick, she's been on the podium before, and I know she's not a big name because she doesn't do the Spartan series, but she's a sleeper. And she's healthy. But what are you thinking?
Well, I was thinking her or Leon.
I just don't think Leon has the running acumen. The guys are too good in front of him right now. As good as he is at obstacles.
I think we're to the point where the obvious top three contenders have been taken. And now it's time for what if weather hits? What if something happens? And those two are both. Listen, if something happens, they're the next one up. They're not going to fail stuff. So I'm happy with Julie.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go, Julie.
She's been around for a while and doesn't ever get talked about. But you're right. She is as dependable as it gets when it comes to trickier obstacles and grip strength. And she's a pretty decent runner also. So,
yep.
Yeah.
And she
I would have been surprised if she misses the top 8 to 10, I'd be pretty surprised.
She's had injury issues, and I believe she's healthy now, and she's been performing well even through some of those in years past. We had stayed in touch a little bit and messaged once in a while over the years about how things are going, and so I just think that she's in a good position to surprise people once again. Wasn't it last year she was on a podium? Last year, the year before? Either NORAMs or OCRWC is one of them.
Definitely not OCR Worlds. It might have been at Stratton for that. One of you guys can look it up because you've got the separate share or screen that's not being shared. So
one of them.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, she's legit. So doesn't get talked about. So glad she got some Midwest representation right there.
That's why we got these guys on the show. Someone's got to represent for the Midwest folks.
All right. So I'm up next. I'm switching it up. We're not going in this rightmost column for the guys anymore. We're going to the middle column. I'm going the guy at the top, Jesse Dehaere, who is the reigning European 3K champion this year. Beat everybody in the field by like a minute and a half.
Who's in the field?
What was that?
Oh, beat Sergey?
Yeah.
Thomas Buell? Nice. Yeah,
pull it up.
I have.
Yeah, I've got the European champs.
We trust you.
Right there, Sergey. Yeah, he beat him by like a minute. So
wow.
He's legit.
All right.
I think he'll podium.
Over who?
Annie.
Yeah.
Who's he beating? Just because his name is Jesse doesn't mean he's a girl.
So you think you picked the entire podium here, Jack? You think Vijay Kempson and Dehaere?
Yeah, I do. All right. In the 3K.
Could be.
That is what we're drafting.
I know.
Okay.
Well aware.
I mean, he did beat some good guys here. He really did at the European Championship. So, all right.
Now, as awesome as his performance was, you couldn't find a less similar course.
He also got sixth at the 3K in London and beat Atkins.
Which, again, you couldn't find a less similar course. So while I do not doubt his chops, you can't win a race like that without being a monster.
Yeah.
We haven't yet seen it on the mountains. And that's the question. If he answered that question, then he's right up there.
Yeah, this is a 14-minute race he won.
Yeah. If we're talking about what happens if the weather goes bad and grip is something that you're worried about athletes, like you pick Julie because of that with a couple of the other picks, you're going with the shorthanded athletes. I don't know how you can't trust a European athlete at this point.
For sure. No, I don't doubt your pick at all.
Yeah. Yep. Rich back-to-back.
I'm going to take Tiffany Palmer here.
Miss Reliable.
Yes, indeed. I think she was fifth last year in the 3K.
Yep.
Yeah. I know probably Bracken was going to texting her, telling her not to let us know that she's racing, but I got the information straight from the source. So, yeah, she's always going to show up. She's going to do well on grip stuff, and she's tough, so she's going to She'll be in that mix for sure. And then I'm gonna take Briz, Ryan Brizolara here.
Nice.
Who's just been
last year he got stuck on Skitch or something.
I mean, this type of race is his main focus. You know, he puts a lot of the Noob Sanity crew. They do a lot of technical racing in sloppy conditions. So he's young. He's getting more and more experience. So he could be like a breakout contender, finishing in like 5 to 8-ish potentially, because he's been racing these guys. He knows them from a couple of series, and so I believe in my guy.
Yeah. No, he's definitely got that top end potential. He was flying in the team race at the end, going downhill. I know he's got that technical ability, and all Noob Sanity, they're going to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. I guess I'm up. I've got to pick a woman, and I'm going to go with Sarah Backstrom from Sweden. So she has just amazing obstacle ability. If you look at her Instagram page, she's done really well in like the OCR series in the past.
You spend a lot of time on these women's Instagram page, Jeff.
And the guys. Gotta have you.
Good point.
Yeah. But anyway, she had a head-to-head video with Corinne Carlson earlier this year, and it was like some 600-meter short course, and Corinne has 10-plus podiums with at OCR World Championships in the past. She's not here this year. But Sarah was like side by side with her for 550 meters of that course. And it was just run 50 feet, do another obstacle, hop over a wall, do this rig, whatever. I think her explosiveness is really, really impressive. And looking at the rest of the names on the board, she might not be the most recognizable for North American fans, but pretty sure a lot of the Europeans who pay attention know what she's going to bring to the table.
All right. So, Jack, that gives you two international athletes. I have one, and Corral has zero. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do to finish this up?
So, KB, you need a guy, and then you can pick whoever for your wild card.
I think there are several really good options, Kirk, for guys.
Yeah, could lead the way. I mean, I my bias is towards one that I just mentioned we shouldn't take, and now I'm saying we should because he's still on the board. But
yeah, I mean, Leon's established. Jarrett Newby might be better than Briz this year. Mm-hmm. Jesse Bruce has the historical track record. You have Seb David. You have Samuel Eber. You have a lot of good people here. I'm okay with all of them. Do you have a leaning towards Leon?
Well, if there's weather. And if he's going to be off the board in the 15K, the 3K is the only chance he's going to be picked, in my opinion, because of the obstacle density. I think it could be any, it could be 30 degrees and freezing rain. And I think Leon would get through everything, but I don't know how good Jesse Bruce is or Newby is on tough obstacles. So.
Both very good. And the good news is we get to pick one of them next.
Okay. Well then let's go Leon and then whoever you want next.
All right.
Wow. Give me the noob. Time. Nice.
You're going who? Jarrett Newby?
Jarrett Newby. I almost took Martin Backstrom just to break up the happy marriage on Jack's team.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, let's hear. Why do you pick them?
Because he's, I mean, if people at Noob Sanity are good, then the owner can't be bad. And he's had a better year than Briz. Last year, Briz looked like he was on the cusp of breaking out. And this year, Newby has been kind of a force. And what he did down, I mean, it was a long time ago, but at that Savage Ruckfest, he was a monster. Hunter came out of there raving about him. He's like, I have like an obsession with this guy right now. And he impressed Hunter. Come on my team.
Newby was also 150.00800 guy.
Oh,
college.
I didn't know that.
He is a freak athlete. Mm-hmm. He really is. And he's really strong. He's probably like in terms of fitness, he's gotta be up there with anybody. But mountains, not necessarily his friend. He's a bigger athlete. He's super tall. I think he's like 6'4", 200. So he's like a big dude. So the mountains have not always been his friend, but the technical obstacles like he'll be able to get through them, no problem.
Since we're on the dudes, where's Mick Jarillo this weekend?
He's not showing up.
Yeah, that's shocking. This is his wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because it's on a Friday and he's a teacher and it's September, so he probably just can't get it off.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's historically has done this every year in the past or most years.
Yeah, he went to London. You're right.
Yeah. Just curious there.
Yep.
All Jack, right. Wild card it
my
up.
My pick. I'm going to go with the guy who got third place at the 3K European Championships, Jonas Drescher. He's done well at Conquer the Castle in the past, and he's on Leon and Ida's team for the co-ed relay, and they would Nikolai Dam is not showing up, but they clearly got a really good replacement. So Jonas Drescher, I think he's going to have a great race.
I know these picks are just going to win you this freaking fantasy bullshit, and I'm not going to be happy about it. But
was he on your radar, Rich? Or?
No.
Oh.
Of course he was not on my radar. I don't even know who you said. I don't even know who we're talking about.
Okay.
All right.
Rich, who are you picking? Which American?
I'm going to take Miranda Kopinski here.
There we go.
Just won Killington, kicked some butt there. Again, it's kind of a home terrain. Did the Savage Series this year, so she's getting better at the technical stuff. Not super tall, so walls, if the walls end up being an issue.
She's going to skitter through those low rigs.
It's true.
I can't wait until a wall impacts this race on Friday or Saturday and you guys get to dwell on it. I'd tune in just for
It's going to be like Big Bear and like, what was that, 2018 or whatever, where all the women get stuck with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, it actually happened in Blue Mountain at OCR Worlds 1 year.
Oh, that was horrible.
There was a slip wall and it frosted over. It iced over.
And it was uphill. It was the worst.
Rich, like Rich on site.
Backup.
Walls are an issue. It's worth talking about the walls. Yeah. Yeah, she seems fit. She qualified for the DECA top 12 too. Just got in there, so her fitness is pretty well rounded. And for a 3K, we've seen her do really well in stadium races. So her ability to kind of navigate and take quarters and get like short races done, she has that ability. I think more than even in a long course race. And so seeing that she just won Killington is really nice to see, and she's healthy. So I think that she'll be in this mix for sure. Wild card.
Now I have a question for Jack.
Yep.
Not to shortchange Miranda, but talking about people who just did Killington. Yep. The whole reason I thought that we just saw Vasquez do Killington was to prep for this. So where is he?
I received this list from Rachel Ann over the weekend, and signups closed last night, and she emailed me yesterday with like three new people who signed up. Alvaro was not on there. I was just as surprised. I would have thought that he would have been on this list, but as far as I'm aware, no one who is not on this list will be racing.
A shocking one. I didn't see him. Unless Killington just demoralized him.
He's like, I'm going.
That was a rough day at the office. Sucks.
He did okay here last year. He was like top 10, wasn't he?
He was leading the climb, I thought.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because he just posted a photo of that, him leading the climb like yesterday, like insinuating he would be here this weekend.
Ahead of Woods and Atkins.
If he shows up, I just claim him as my wild card.
Just take him.
Yeah.
He wasn't on the list.
It's too late.
I'm genuinely unaware of any single person on this list who will not be there.
All right. I hate to rush this, but we got to get this next draft started.
Let's get it rolling.
Just list them off 1 to 5. Rich, who's your team?
Nope.
I have Atkins, Sean Roberts, Ron Brzlara, Ida, Annie, Tiffany Palmer, and Miranda Kopinski on that squad.
Solid team, KB.
Lindsay Webster, Rylan Shattig, Chris Roglosky, Tyler Veerman, Julie Hartdays, Leon Kofed, and Jarrett Newby. I like that list. That's a sexy list.
We have three really solid squads going.
We do.
Yep. VJ Jones, Ryan Kempson, Rose Wetzel, Ulrika Evanson, Jesse DeHaer, Sarah Bockstrom, and Jonas Drescher. We're scoring top five. This is going to be a low-scoring affair for us.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, let's spin on. It.
I'm going to stop sharing. Oh
yeah, baby.
One more.
No more. All right.
Lame.
Oh man.
Suspect.
This is tough.
What do you want?
I'm gonna go I'll go number one.
All right. Here we go. That's not looking great. That's not looking great. Ah, two rolls, millimeters of space there. All right. What do you want, the corral?
I don't care.
I'm happy with two.
Me too. If he's happy, I'm happy.
Back at three. Fine.
Stand behind me, man.
The first pick for the 2022.
Didn't even let you finish, Rich.
OCR World Championship. 15K. Jack Bauer picks.
Webster.
Okay. Great. Good job.
He was real excited about that one.
A lot in the 3K.
How much time do you spend on Lindsay Webster's Instagram page?
As much as the rest.
Okay. Just one.
It's not hard to go like on a quick video, like how good is this person at obstacles? And then just, you can tell pretty quickly if someone's a good runner or a good obstacler.
We will expect Lindsay to kick butt in this 15K.
Oh, yeah.
Wax him.
Kicking butt.
There are
Lindsay's going to win by like 10 minutes.
Yeah. There are a couple names who were not in 3K who are in this race, so you'll see them on the list.
The corral.
KB.
Oh, the corral.
What are we thinking?
Well, I think we're going to differ here. I would be all Atkins all day.
Oh, man.
All right. How do you bet against history? I'm trying to not let recency bias with him affect this decision.
The second climb, the third climb, and the descents. I just see that the major players from last year can't cut it, which it just means, can a new blood to the scene be the favorite over him? They're the only ones with engines that can do it.
You're right. Let's pick him. Enough said.
Okay.
And somebody may, but I don't think their odds are better than his.
If he's the GOAT, he wins this.
Dude, you're right. But is he the GOAT? Are these newbies coming in just in time where we have to question it?
Wow.
If that door remains open for now, I guess this is a very important race in that regard, in my eyes.
Rich is just salivating at who he's going to get next if you don't pick him.
Yeah, back let's to pick back. Him. Let's pick him. Yeah, let's pick him.
Atkins.
Going Atkins. All right. All right. So I'm up.
He's going barefoot.
Oh, man.
That'll be tough for tall walls.
Barefoot bogey. Get him.
Maybe he's better dexterity. It's kind of like extra fingers. I'm taking Ryan Kempson here.
Okay.
Defending champ. Kicked butt in Killington. His fitness seems to be there, so we'll see.
I like his odds a lot.
He's going to be good.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those two who wins it.
If those odds are closed with the longer duration for guys like Rylan or for like Veerman, it's not like last year's race. It was a battle between Kempson and Logan, and the obstacle proficiency at the end, Kempson was able to kind of pass and Logan may have went out a little bit hot. But there's going to be guys in this race, guys who are ready to run up and down these mountains. But, Kempson, prideful guy, puts a lot of pride on his obstacle ability. Again, in New England, I think he's going to want to really bring it for this
reigning
race.
Champ. That's all you need reigning to hear. Champ.
Well, if you look at the last few Utahs, Big Bears, Tahoes that he's run, the only people who have beat him at those major mountains at big stacked races who are also here is Atkins. Mm-hmm. There's no one here on the list that's beat him. I think one time Woods Tyler.
Maybe.
Woods isn't here.
Yeah.
And when the people beat him, they're typically altitude livers.
Yeah. So on this list, only two people have beat him. I just don't see it happening.
So I'm going to go ahead and take him. And then I'm taking Annie here.
Finally, some hometown cooking for Rich.
Love to have Annie on the team. Got her on the 3K and 15K. And you get a couple, some more climbs in, some more descents, longer race. Not going to be like, if she has time to look at these obstacles, and she's going to get through them. Like in the 3K, I think she'll do fine, but it's just going to be a matter of like how well she can process what to do. But over when this race slows down, I don't see the obstacles playing a factor in her race for this. I think it's going to be to her advantage. And how we saw her race so well in Kelowna, no Emma Cook Clark here. So
yeah, I think with Emma, it would have been great seeing her here just to kind of gain that confidence, because she finds a way to fail an obstacle, and this is harder than Spartan. And I think that if she made through this, her confidence would have been through the roof heading into the rest of the year.
I think she would have been a mess.
Think so?
Yeah, I don't think she gets like top 10 in this race.
I think Torque would have been a mess had you not picked one of them once this year. So I'm glad. I was starting to get messages from them like, hey, do you want to start a team? Because our coach doesn't believe in us.
I got to keep the glue so that it doesn't spreads apart. They got to earn it. It comes back together. Listen, we're doing fine here.
Rich, I'm used to the guy across the screen having some pit sweat when we record, but I just saw something next level out of you.
You like it?
That might rival Bracken's recording pit sweat. Can't see it.
Over here is a good one.
Oh, man, Rich, that's some... some good.
Well, Bracken brags about it, but I think Bracken's the queen of pit sweat and Rich is the king.
I'm the guy.
I'm high and dry over here. I don't know about you, Jack, but maybe gingies don't sweat.
I've got a little. Normally, I'm pretty high up there in the sweat department, but
there's a lot at stake here.
I just feel like it's such a point of pride for Bracken, and I'm realizing
that maybe just don't hide it.
Oh, is that what it is? Anyways, respect, Rich. That's all I'm saying.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry, Bracken. I just noticed how.
Speaking about sweating, I think that you guys are probably sweating over who to pick.
I'm not. I have an easy pick on my end, but it's but Kirk's high on Rylan, so I would go Chris Rogloski, and I think Kirk wants Rylan.
The only problem with picking Chris is that she wasn't able to do a 100-miler.
Yeah, so she's going to be running off of pure hatred.
She's going to be mad.
She's like, I have all this energy. I don't know what to do with it.
That's a good point. We'll see which way it
goes. Who's going to come back better on day two than her?
Well, Ryland's going to have experience on the obstacles. Veerman's going to have experience on the obstacles. Aaron Newell is going to fly through the obstacles.
Yeah.
And so it's who's our most likely third place finish, second or third place finisher who has the outside shot of winning. Chris doesn't have an outside shot of winning.
I think she's guaranteed top three, and she's guaranteed not to win.
Right. So then you go, well, can Ryland, Tyler, Aaron, or somebody else potentially win this race that I'm just not picking out right now? Logan.
I think the only one that could potentially win is Rylan, but I also think he could potentially not finish both days. And he'll use that, and I hope so. I'm not saying he will, but we've seen monsters come out here and just run into something they haven't seen. You try it five times, and it's like, well, I'm screwed now. His weekend could go from bad to worse, or it could go from champ to champ.
So you want to go safe bet with Chris is what I'm hearing.
I do. But, you know, I like to roll the dice as well. So I'm okay with either one.
We historically tend to pick dudes first and it doesn't work out well for us. So let's go female. Let's go Chris.
Okay.
Yep. Have you noticed that? We tend to saturate the men's board. We did better last time, but we seem to saturate the dudes because there's so many with the potential to win, and then we get all mixed up and swinging for the fences. It's not the right approach.
We're the person that gambling sites make money off of.
We exactly are.
Just off of gut feeling. You're like, you know, mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't gamble.
Gambling bores.
Because I like to live a little.
And then it
all right.
Kills you a little bit each time. Let's go, Jack.
I am so glad that you left Ida on the board after last year. So going with her track record, we've talked about it enough in the 3K. I think that she'll probably end up getting second in this one.
You really think so?
Maybe third. I could see Annie pulling some magic. Chris is up there, obviously. But I think Ida, in a pure OCR race, she's as good as it gets.
I can't argue that logic.
She openly says her running needs improvement, right? Like that's always been her sticking point. It's just like, are the girls in front of her, their obstacle abilities bad enough for her to make up that time? That's the big question.
Like I said, she worked Chris and Miranda in that first. She looked fast.
Where?
In Florida, I know. How is that was my follow-up. That's like, how is her mountain running?
I don't think you can bet against Ida. She's that good. It's just a course that prioritizes things that other people might be better at than her. Like, is this a pure obstacle race compared to most races? Yes. Is it still going to have like 3,000 to 4,000 feet of climbing and descending? Yeah. Yeah, it will.
Yeah. I just started following Chris on Strava. I got curious finally, like, what's she doing? Every day is something in the mountains. That girl's either going up or down. She's never going flat. It's like, yeah, it's incredible.
I've got to say, I am shocked that Rose Wetzel is not in the 15K list.
Yeah.
After she podiumed there last year. Or no, she did as well.
I thought it was a typo.
No, I've just pulled up Rachel Ann's original email on my phone, and she is not on the list. Okay. I almost picked her just naturally right here. And I was going to say if she ended up being in there, I'd let you take her if that's what you wanted. But that's surprising. I would have thought that she would have ended up doing that again.
All right. What country are you picking from here?
This is tough. I think I'm probably actually going to go with the U.S.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've got to go Rylan here. Just he's Why? Too good not to pick at this point.
Yeah, that's an obvious pick. That's a waste of your talents.
I know. Dude. Yeah, I already used my talents for the 3K. I already have a win, so it's fine. So, yeah, Rylan, I just think the amount of up and down is going to favor him. But yeah, we've seen it before. We saw Zuzana after she won a Spartan World Championship. She DNF'd at OCR Worlds. Rhea, same deal. Hunter has. Ryan Woods. Just because you can Spartan doesn't mean you can OCR Worlds. So it's...
Now we're going to get a message from him after this, after he does well, saying, guess those obstacles weren't too hard, huh, boys? Yeah. And then we're just going to have to sit in it again. And that's fine.
I picked him as the third guy off the board right there.
I just, we'll pull your quote for this. My recollection is you said he's going to DNF.
I thought you said he might DNF both races, actually.
Or champ-champ.
Or champ-champ. He could easily champ-champ.
Bracken is
somewhere between champ-champ and DNF.
I said if he looks like a duck, he's the champ.
Yeah. So you think he looks like a duck?
He's duckish to me.
All right.
Bracken is not necessarily a gambler, but he's a hedger. That's for sure. I'll hedge gambling. You'd be hedging. Yeah. So
Kirk, you want to take this one? He made it easy on us.
Well, I think so. Am I second-guessing something here?
Oh, boy.
Mr. Veerman?
Yeah. Oh my God. I think Veerman is the sleeper of the entire weekend. The sleeper of the whole weekend, Veerman. And what do we know? Stay power is king, and dude's ready for a 24 ultra. You can always race down. Veerman is going to be ready to grind. And I think that's going to play well. And he's an athlete.
Honestly think I'll be surprised if he's not top three.
I'd put some money on him.
Top five at worst. He's a lot more athletic than people realize. You already
so athletic.
Yeah, you already referenced his circus background and stuff, but the guy is just a freak athlete overall.
He doesn't make mistakes, and he's fast through things. I had firsthand experience with him a few times in San Luis Obispo. We were racing next to each other, and I was outrunning him actually in San Luis Obispo. And on the obstacles, I'm not fast, but I'm not slow, and he'd pick up a little time, just a second or two.
Constantly. I think we have 2 of the 3 podium already.
Yeah, we're going to win.
Yeah, we are.
He could very well podium in the 15K.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This pick is solid. Just a testament to how deep the field is on both sides.
He went to Fitfokker in Denver, and he figured out how to do what was Gibbons yesterday. And that would have – he was struggling for quite a bit on it, but I think the fact that he was willing to – have those setbacks and actually get on the obstacles beforehand, that's going to pay off for him big time. But he looks smooth when he's doing a lot of the other obstacles right there. I think he'll shave time like we expect.
You locals call it Fitfokker?
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
That's what it's called. Rich, you live closer to it even.
Fitfokker.
This is a family show, Jack.
It's not in Denver.
It's like Meet the Fockers. There's nothing wrong with saying that, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah, it took me a minute when I was looking. I was like, and then someone said it. I was like, wait, that's what
that's how it's actually spelled.
Yep. That's how it's spelled. Huh. That's how they say it.
All right. Now it's time for Rich to make or break his draft. Back-to-back picks right here.
I'm going to take my list. My list. El Ricky.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ulrika.
Ulrika. Like all the things that Jack said, world-class mountain runner, more mountain this day. Jack said her Instagram is she's doing planches.
Anybody can check it. She's putting it out there.
She's doing human flags. She's crushing. So take her here. So she'll be right in that mix. And I'm taking Aaron Newell.
Aaron.
Aaron. Big Ron.
He's bringing his big boy pants or his man boy pants to this event.
He performs well either way.
That's true.
The controversy with him getting beat at Killington Sprint or being disqualified, he still won that race and he beat a couple of good athletes there. Mm-hmm. So his fitness has to be pretty good. And
did Josh race day one?
He did.
Yeah.
But still.
But Josh is a 24-hour type of guy.
It's going to be hard to obstacle with eggs being thrown at you.
He'll probably be a hero to this crowd.
It's true. And
he, if nothing else, is just going to just want to do well and just so he can be in front of a camera and talk shit on Spartan.
So true. I've never seen such polarizing comments on a subject.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really? I mean, we get it once in a while, but the polar opposite ends of the spectrum, way people look at this, was amusing.
I had a buddy who isn't an obstacle racer and reached out. He's like, yo, what's up with this Aaron Newell dude? He's kind of a douchebag. I was like, kind of, but he's kind of funny and like really, and I don't know. He's got some okay points.
No, the answer is yes, he's a douchebag. And yes, I like him for some reason. Most of the time still.
He's your friend that you know, if he wasn't your friend, you wouldn't want to ever be in the same room as him. He would drive you crazy, but he's your buddy. And you're like, man, I like that guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He shows much better in person than on
the internet. I've never had a bad face-to-face interaction with him.
Me either.
He's great.
Me either.
He's delightful in person.
He really is. Fun. That smile.
Charming.
For miles. All right.
Yep.
So I'm taking him because he's just going to want to stay. He loves these kind of courses just to stick it to the people who aren't awesome at obstacles.
And that's who I was hoping he is awesome next. At obstacles. So yeah. Bracken, what do you got?
And let's keep in mind, Aaron is not doing the 3K, so he's going to be fresh.
Well, I have a take on Aaron that his obstacle game is a bit like Isaiah's fan bike, where it's so good that he puts unnecessary aggression into it. He almost is inefficient at how crazy efficient he is. Like, he'll do extra things rather than be 2 seconds better at everyone. He's going to be 5 seconds better. And I wonder if that's part of why he's never had his huge breakthrough here. He's done well,
but I love watching it.
I mean, it makes for great viewing.
Go ahead. Why don't you lead this next pick, man?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. My heart says Logan Broadbent.
So mine tells me as well.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where he's at fitness-wise, but it can't be worse than his lead-up last year.
Dude's always fit. So you can run, 3:28 in the marathon? What do you run? 3:30?
Yeah.
3:32? What do you run? Or I forget what he ran. What do you run?
I don't think it was under.
3:28.
He was
3:32 or something. But,
sorry,
2:32.
Last year, he tried to back some, like...
He can run Saturday.
So I
the night before the race.
He came back from the Maldives. This year he said he's not making it easy on himself either. He has like some charity golf thing in Connecticut the night before, and he's basically driving up late at night and then showing up for the race. He got third at World Boomerang Championships. I think he won it last year. So
second last year.
Yeah.
So he's slipping.
Yeah.
he's aging out of the. The Switzerland boomerang contingent is pretty solid.
Boomerang is a young man's game, and we know that.
He literally, like, part of it's like throwing it, and then he'll like do a backflip and then catch it, and it's like that's part of the contest.
Wow!
So he can still do those things.
There's only one man who's taken it to VJ Jones on a very technical Indian mud run course, and that was Logan Broadbent, beat him by like 10 minutes a couple of years back. That's enough of a statement performance right there to throw him on the board and be like, you never know what this dude's going to show up and do. So I agree with you, Bracken.
All right, let's take Logan.
I was hoping to be around also, but I don't know his current fitness. He hasn't raced for a while.
Speaking of not picking males first, I think we're out of males already.
It's all right.
Well, let's go to the bottom. That is correct.
Whoops.
Yep. All right. I think I'm going to pick a woman next, and I'm going to go with the one who's underrated every year, never responds when I ask her if she's racing, Tiffany Palmer. Just yep. Year in, year
You're
out.
You're spiting me today?
Delivers.
No Tiffany Palmer for Bracken.
She's been kind of under the radar, quiet on her social media last couple of years. Hard to know what she's up to. She used to be real prevalent on it, kind of like our buddy Mike Ferguson. Now she's just kind of a ghost.
She just raced, though.
She's out there training. Yep.
What'd she race?
Yeah, what'd she race?
I don't know. I just saw her in a podium picture.
Yeah, somewhere. What was that?
Philly Stadium, maybe?
I don't think
so. No, I don't think it was.
Because I feel like she would have won that race, I believe. I would imagine.
Okay.
No disrespect.
Why can't I remember? Doesn't matter. She's picked.
All right.
Which means she's doesn't now matter. Dead to me.
Yeah. And she has been on a podium, we think.
And I've got back-to-back picks. I'm going to go and pick the guy who I think is going to finally be on people's radars in North America, Jesse DeHaere. So he's my next pick.
How did he do in the Thomas Buell won the 15K this year?
He was about
a terrible time finding the results.
Oh, it's impossible. Yeah. Even if you like bookmark it, sometimes the link changes, so you can't find it later. So it's a really frustrating search engine. It's not just Spartan US that's a pain.
You're taking screen grabs, not sharing them, not telling anybody about them.
You can do your research.
I'm trying.
Buell's not coming.
I know.
Yeah. He's so good. So good.
So smooth. Like his in and out of obstacles is just ridiculously impressive. Yep, but I think Jesse, he was a couple minutes behind Thomas, and he's got the confidence of being the OCR European champ. If the weather doesn't cooperate, I'm going to go with the guy who knows how to obstacle.
All right. Okay.
We've got KB back again.
Kirk, do you have a better option than Sarah Backstrom?
If Jack wants her, then no, I don't have a better option than Sarah Backstrom.
Sarah Backstrom.
What do you know about her?
Go ahead and tell us.
Yeah.
I know that she has the little squiggly over the O in her last name and the two dots over the O.
She's a Swede.
And the A. She's got a double.
I believe she's the best Swedish racer that we have over here today.
Okay.
And she's favored to do well in the 3K by some of the top minds in the sport.
Oh.
So her husband's competing. She's traveling with people. So she has like a little bit of the comfort of home. So it's not going to be as hard. I think she's set up to do well.
You faked it pretty good there, Bracken.
I like at the end of every sentence, it was almost like it wasn't really a period. It was more of a question mark at the end.
Soft question mark.
Great tone. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Man, if you didn't say it better, I would have thought I would have said that myself.
But... Well, shit, you took my pick, Bracken.
That's the danger of having the multiple drafts. You guys like got some insight from the 3K on.
No, you picked our picks before we would have done it.
You didn't know anything about Sarah Backstrom heading into here.
This is terrible, but I wasn't paying particular attention to when Jack was drafting her, and I just wrote foreign in here. So I honestly didn't even know what you picked. So yeah.
Make sure you pronounce her name correctly. I want you to like figure out how to pronounce those vowels with the dots on top of them.
If you think I don't have Google, I'll do it. I'll Google that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm up. I'm going to take Amanda Nadeau.
She needed a little love, didn't she?
Yeah, she came in sixth in the North American Championship of Spartan on a mountain course at altitude. Stronger athlete, so I think that she'll have no problem with that fire hose filled with pellets or whatever we got coming at us. The BBs, the BB carry. She's going to smash that. And she's not doing the 3K, I don't believe. She wasn't on that list, so she'll be fresh for this one.
She was on the 3K, wasn't she? I thought she got slighted on the 3K a little bit. But
she did get slighted. Yep. She's going to come in with a vengeance on the 15K because of how disrespectful our squad was toward her.
Yep.
So I've got her out here on the 15K.
I might be mistaken, but I thought that Amanda DNF'd in London before. At OCR Worlds.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Fires.
London hit the Americans real hard that year. Oh, we went over there and just shat the bed, every single one of us,
yeah,
for the most part.
She's Canadian.
If your name's not Lindsay or Nicole, you didn't do too well.
North Americans went over there. Yeah. Had a poor showing.
I'm counting her as an international athlete. So I have two international athletes on the women's side.
So Rich, you've got to pick a guy. Right.
I'm not prepared. Give me
one of the longest names on there.
I was looking at that. There seems to be a Mexican athlete who has five names here.
Oh, five, top five right there. Yep. That might be the longest we've ever had on a list like this.
Those are two people. You just forgot to hit enter.
Sylvia is the I'm gonna take Jesse Bruce here.
Bruce.
He's just a beast. Has he been on a podium at OCR World Championships?
Podiumed at Stratton in the North American Championships in 2019.
North American Championships.
Okay, did he get a 3K podium in Blue Mountain, or was he top five?
No, I think he was like fifth or eighth. He was in the bottom half of the top five, but still took down some big names.
Okay.
He's had a good career.
Putting in big volume, getting ready for these. That last race we saw him, it was a week after an Ironman, I believe he completed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and where did he end up finishing in Kelowna? Like 14,
just behind Batras, or maybe 12 to 14 range.
Strong athlete. I don't see obstacles being a problem if it's in nastier
conditions. He owns a gym,
like right?
One Academy, I think.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think nastier conditions is something that he'll be down for.
Oh yeah.
So people make some mistakes, he's going to capitalize on them.
Yeah. So we've picked 16 people so far. I seeded it earlier, and we've got all 16 of the top 16 picks so far, who I think is going to do well. So good job.
Nice job, us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Even the Bostrom you had on there?
Bostrom? Sarah?
Bostrom?
Yeah, of course. I picked
Backstrom.
Backstrom. That's how we say it here.
All right, Kirk.
I'm happy to see Miranda Kopinski on the board for us.
Okay, and I was thinking Amy Pagic.
Tell me more.
What'd you say?
Oh, I said Magic Pagic.
She's real good at Savage. And that's it.
I had her name down. She's good at Savage. Like, if obstacles are a problem. But Miranda's good at Savage.
And she's a closer. She's got some wins, and she closes races out.
I need to know what her uphill running is.
I don't know. I've never seen her on a hilly course.
I'm more of my concern. Can't they both obstacle pretty well, Miranda and Amy?
I've typically seen Amy in Midwestern races. So she might live in like that Ohio, Illinois type area, I think.
You guys represent for those people.
I know Miranda. The last one. Miranda's Massachusetts.
It's on the Cape, dude.
So, yeah. Kirk, bring this one home for us.
Miranda.
All right.
Miranda Kopinski. Did that hurt a little, Bracken? I can tell. I think I upset. You'll have to talk about this later.
No. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Got wild card coming up.
Ooh.
Miranda. All right. I mean, she just won Killington. She can run mountains. She's really good at Savage Race. That's, that's a really good pick.
Exactly.
Well, since you didn't take Amy, Amy actually has an OCR Worlds podium under her belt. So going with her.
Bracken.
COVID year?
That was like 2014, the first year, I thought.
Oh, I thought she's...
I can't pick her here, so she'll be my wild card. But I'm still picking her.
Does that violate something? Does that kick her back into the pool?
No, it does not. Laws. It's still my pick. You already submitted yours. David Stern took the envelope. All right, I'll just throw in a new international name just to mix things up.
Wait, is Amy your wild card or your sixth round pick?
Amy's going to be my wild card. I'm going to go Luca Pisani for my next pick.
Good pick.
Wow.
I know. You know all about him.
Is he Italian?
I'm going to guess so, with the double Z and the ending with a vowel. Yeah, Luca. He's just been up there with a lot of really good names in Spartan Race for a couple of years. And I just see his name all over the place, and he's done pretty well at harder obstacle races in Europe as well. So taking a flyer on the guy.
Okay.
Yep.
Corral? Wild card. Come on.
Well, I'd like to blame a glitchy system and throw Rose Wetzel on there. That's what I'd like to do.
Rose Wetzel.
But unless – I don't know. I mean, that's like a KBB pick right there, but
– speaks to me.
I genuinely do not have. You can see the list that Rachel Ann gave me, and it goes Kelly Sullivan, Lindsay Webster, Ellen Wells, and then to the guys. There's no Wetzel on that list.
If I believe you, you wouldn't lie right to her face. You'd lie behind her backs. I don't know. I mean, what do you think, Bracken? Do you got anybody else that is going to really be a difference maker for us?
Rose Wetzel. This just is us.
Stay true to ourselves here.
Wild card.
Rose Wetzel.
I like the – okay, it's me now.
Rose, I can get you in last minute. If
I'm sure she can get herself.
That's also true. Well, what kind of weight do I pull?
You know what we didn't talk about on the 3K on the men's side is one David Claxton.
Oh, yeah.
Claxton. In the age group?
He's on the 3K list here on the pro list that Jack sent over.
Oh, he's
on
pro.
Unless there's a David version.
He said that this is the best chance that he'll ever have of running a pro race at OCR Worlds.
Maybe we'll the ultimate wild card.
It's the Rocky story here.
I'm not going to pick our guy, Dave Claxton here, but I am going to pick
for Bogey. Get him.
I do think that that's worth sprinkling a little action on, but I am going to take a page out of the Corral's book here and take Sean Roberts as my wild card.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like going to be around. They're both going to be around, you know? So maybe they decide last second. Why not? Little Mountain John.
Can't blame you. I mean, surprised no one took John Alvin just in case.
Draft's over. Yeah.
All right. Let's do a quick review of the teams. So I was the first pick in this one. Lindsay, Ida, Rylan, Tiffany Palmer, Jesse DeHaer, Luca Pisani, and Amy Padgett. Few wild cards to North American fans, but I definitely think that I've got a solid team. Rich or KB, you went next. Read it off.
Atkins, Roglosky, Veerman, Broadbent, Backstrom, Kilpinski, Wetzel.
Team looks good.
Good looking team.
That is a good looking team there.
And then Rich.
Jack throwing barbs at you under his breath, too. Mm-hmm. I got Ryan Kempson, Annie Doobie, Ulrike Evanson, Aaron Newell, Amanda Nadeau, Jesse Bruce, and Sean Roberts. Wild card.
Woods, that would have been the wild card right there.
Ooh, Woods would have been a good one.
Yeah. All right. Any names that you're seeing on this list who you think might disrupt things?
Some deep sleepers?
Yeah, like that guy, Fernando Valenzuela, he got 10th or 9th last year from Ecuador. Aaron Newell went down there, and he's like, there's no one. I think he had the King of the Mountain also, the best climb last year. He's like, there's nobody who can beat this guy in a climb. And you can clearly obstacle based on his finish, but he's not a tremendous descender. I could see him doing pretty well.
I think Jesus Edgar Giancarlo Cruz Silva's got a chance.
Yeah.
Love to see his name on the back of a jersey.
Yep. Manuel Defoe, he got 5th last year on this mountain. So another sleeper. Think he'll do well. Matthias Grout is just Logan level fast, maybe a little bit faster as a pure runner, but never super put it together. But he can still obstacle. He'll do pretty well. Samuel Bear,
Ryan. Jack, did you just pose this question to us and then just can't
you guys mentioned a few of them.
I was gonna say
how about this guy right here? The one that the cell is on. Someone pronounce that.
Oh, Yohan Trofimovic.
Yeah, he's a pretty decent racer.
Yeah. Double YT.
We got to roll here. We got to cut this off.
All right. It's time.
Excellent job. Catch Bracken and I on the microphone. Jack's racing. And then we'll see him. You're doing 3K and?
And team.
And team. Who's your team? Annie.
Me, VJ, and Annie. And then you got the Danes. Yeah. You've got Leon, Jonas Drescher, and Ida. and Rylan, Chris Roglosky, Tyler Veerman, our Noob Sanity with Jareen, Ryan Brzlara, Jarrett Newby. They're a team. There are a lot of good teams.
We didn't talk about Jareen at all either, and she could be someone who mixes up in that top 10.
Surprised Austin Azar is not here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might show up.
You going to put the team on your back, though, Jack?
I'm the anchor.
That's right.
That's where the strength leg is.
Carry?
Dude, last year, it's always been the middle leg. They switched it up this year, so big pressure.
I'm going to look for a full recap about all the heavy carries. Good luck at the 3K. Boys, I was on the Running Public last weekend, or the Friday long run. What do you guys got going on for this week?
It was a good conversation. We dove into the nuances there. That was good. What do we got, Bracken?
We have Ian Caskey. We've had him on before, and now he is 41, I believe, and he is on a mission to break as many Masters running records in the state of Iowa as possible, and he just broke the 5K road record yesterday.
So we're going to talk about staying
or something.
Staying fast while you're getting older. That's right. The topic.
Kirk, you and Ian are just going to be like, you know what? Back when I was younger, I wish I knew what I knew now, but I'm still fast. You're still fast.
He's got 11 seconds on me right now, and that's going to change.
You got to get into a race.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I had Tyler Veerman on reverse running. We talked a little bit about the ultra, not a ton, but ultra didn't happen if you were listening to our last episode. And yeah, I'm talking to a PT. We'll have for next episode on reinforced running. Mike St. George, so it'll be good.
Sweet.
Good guy. Cool.
Dudes.
Nice to see you on the live stream.
See you on the live stream.
Not.